2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is Paul speaking in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. When we think about God's grace, we think about our thankfulness and God's generosity. Both of them are direct outcomes of the grace of God working in our lives. It is impossible to be in the grace of God and be unthankful, and generosity again follows just immediately out of the operating of the grace of God in our lives. Let's look at the reasons why Paul said, his grace is sufficient for me. Paul has been speaking about the tremendous revelation that he has received from God, but he balances that by saying that lest he should become proud and conceited because of tremendous revelations, God also let them be accompanied by a particular force of evil that troubled Paul. So Paul had these revelations, but he had the angel of Satan who always tried to curb him. When the grace of God is operating in our lives, we are not limited to our own resources. In fact, God's grace begins just where our own resources end. As long as we can handle the situation in our own ability, in our own strength, in our own wisdom, we don't need God's grace. But when we come to the end of our own strength, our own ability, our own wisdom, and there's still so much more that we want to achieve, that's where God's grace comes into operation. And Paul says, in essence, if you want the grace of God in an abundant measure, then get in a hard place in the will of God. The harder the place you are in, the greater the impossibility, the greater the measure of God's grace available to you. If I had a conversation with Paul right now, it will go like this. Paul would say, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. And I will say, Paul, do you really mean that? That does not make sense. Paul, how could you delight in things like that? And Paul would say, I've learned a lesson. They make me weak. They bring me to the end of my own ability. And then, when I am weak, then I am strong. And then Paul will continue to enlighten me. You see, God's grace doesn't force its way through our strength. As long as we are strong, that keeps God's grace in the background. But when we are weak and still in the will of God, we've run out of all our own ability. That's where God's grace comes flooding in. The greater the need, the greater the measure of God's grace. God's grace comes into play when there is a need, when we wake up in the morning and we can see with our eyes, to use our legs to walk, to breathe in the fresh air, to see the blue skies above us, to be healthy, to perform our tasks. Is grace at the highest level coming from the Most High? Cultivate the attitude of Paul. Praise God if the situation is totally impossible. This makes real room for the grace of God to be manifested in this situation. We just have to grasp the fact and hold on to it that the grace of God lifts us above our own natural ability. Paul declared that God's grace is sufficient for him, and you say, his grace is sufficient for me. Amen.